Blind Students Get Down to Business with the Chamber by Terry McElhenney. From the editor, the following story appeared in the April 13, 2012 edition of the Littleton, Colorado Villager. It demonstrates the benefits that blind students receive from working relationships between NFB adult rehabilitation centers and their local business communities. Here it is. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Littleton Mayor Pro Tem Bruce Stallman with Colorado Center for the Blind student Jabari Bonner during the Chamber's annual networking event at the center. Photo by Stacy Johnson, CCB. Networking is a basic skill that most business people have to deal with, if not master, on their way to success in today's business world. Facing a room of strangers with a pocket full of business cards and a handshake is always a little daunting for people entering the job market. Now consider the networking scenario without the ability to see who you are networking with. That's the challenge presented to students at the Colorado Center for the Blind during their annual networking event in partnership with the South Metro Denver Chamber. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Student Lilia Azadolina speaks to a local business person about her goals after graduation. Photo by Stacy Johnson, CCB. Last week, 65 chamber investors and guests gathered at the CCB's campus near historic downtown Littleton to give students a real-life situation in preparation for graduation and subsequent job search. Prior to the event, Executive Director Julie Deedon and the center's vocational specialist, Brenda Mosby, prepared the business guests with an introduction to the school and its philosophies, strategies, and processes. The group was enlightened as to the proper way to approach a blind person, not to be afraid of the cane, and basically to treat a blind person the same as any sighted person. The use of dark shades, bracket sleep shades, close bracket, was also presented as a tool to help persons with some sight to learn when closing your eyes and trusting your instincts is preferable to trusting bad vision. The philosophy at CCB is that skills are not enough. The center takes students through a rigorous 9-month program in preparation for a life of independence and productivity. Daily classroom discussion of myths and fears surrounding blindness, along with exploration of real-life encounters, helps students to see blindness as a mere nuisance rather than a tragedy. There's an eclectic mix at the center, including international students. The program provides training in orientation and mobility, braille, technology and software, and home management, which includes cooking. Their final days include planning and executing a dinner for 50 and a drop, which takes students anywhere in the greater Metro Denver area and requires them to find their way back without assistance. The students were also prepared for the event with information on many of the business persons whom they would soon get the opportunity to meet. Thanks to the Chamber's use of the Meetup social media site, the center had an advanced list of who would be there and some biographical information regarding many in the group. Students with specific career goals in mind knew whom they wanted to meet in advance and were ready with questions. The center also had business cards printed for sharing during the event. There was obvious apprehension as the business leaders were led into the room with the waiting students. This quickly passed, however, as Mosby took control and introductions were given with the help of Chamber President and CEO John Brackney. Nods of approval could be seen as the students introduced themselves as well as their aspirations in turn. The business people also introduced themselves and their companies. From there, organized pandemonium broke out as the groups merged and conversations struck up between them. The students often took the lead and with a handshake at the ready used their keen sense of hearing and their ever-present canes to approach people and strike up a conversation. CCB student Shania, bracket, Bethia, close bracket, was encouraged by the encounters. I was very nervous going into the event, but once John, bracket, Brackney, close bracket, started asking me questions, I felt much more confident, and I even talked to a couple of people who mentioned they knew someone in journalism and were eager to put me in touch, Shania said. International student Anna, bracket, Avramenko, close bracket, from the Ukraine said, It is such a small world. I met a woman, Linda Scott, who invited me to a luncheon where she plans to introduce me to two women business owners, one from Russia and one from the Ukraine. Business leaders who attended the event were equally moved by the experience. Trisha Engelbert, owner of 5280 Drug Testing, said, This was one of those events that I was super proud to be a part of. What an incredible group of individuals. These students are doing amazing things in spite of their disability. A truly humbling and perspective-changing experience. More information on the Colorado Center for the Blind can be found at www.cocenter.org.